Okay, it's official. The Wi-Fi is completely out. And I have a feeling that the power's gonna go any minute now, so we should probably get prepared. Yeah, I think I know where my dad keeps, like, I don't know, a bunch of candles, and there might be, like, a camping lantern. I don't know. Let me go check this closet. Yeah, this is, like, where he keeps all his camping stuff, so I don't know. This is probably our best bet. Let me see. I've got a camping stove. That might help. A couple of flashlights. That's good. Oh, nice. This is a... Yeah, this is like a hand crank lantern, I think. So that's good. Can you come help me for a second? Yeah, if you want to just start taking some of the stuff over by the fireplace, that'd be great. Is this how you pictured spending your holiday break? Snowed in your best friend's family's cabin? Yeah, this is not exactly what I was expecting either, but hey, we will make the most of it, won't we? Yeah. It's a shame my brother didn't get here in time. I mean, then you two could have had your holiday break together up here. Now, I guess instead, he's stuck on the side of the road somewhere. Hopefully he can get his car towed by the morning. Oh, God, this is such a mess. Yeah, I mean, I tell my parents every year we need to come up here earlier before the weather, like, really sets in, you know? And these storms, they can happen at any time. I remember, like, 4 or 5 years ago, we came up here right before New Year's, and this crazy blizzard blew in. And, of course, my dad, my brother, they kept saying, oh, it'll be fine, we'll... You know, we'll be fine. Nothing will happen. And we were stuck up here for, I think, like 6 days. Like something crazy. Yeah, thank God my dad had a bunch of, like, dry food here and, you know, had a bunch of firewood stacked up inside and everything. I just don't get why the men in my family don't learn their lessons. In any case, I'm really glad I'm not stuck up here all on my own. Yeah, you and me can spend some quality time together. Okay, I'm just gonna start putting all these blankets down. Yeah, I think we should probably just try to sleep on the floor next to the fireplace and... Yeah... How good are you at starting fires? Okay, let's switch jobs then. You, why don't you put all the blankets down, and there's some pillows in the storage underneath the couch there. Yeah, why don't you do that? I'll get the fire going, and hopefully we will be all set for our night in. Yeah, I guess next year I'm gonna ask Santa for a generator for Christmas because, yeah, this is ridiculous. It's happened so many times now. Well, at least I'm confident if I was ever stuck, you know, in a bad weather situation, maybe camping or something, I have the skills and the confidence to know how to survive. At least for a few days. All right, I'm just gonna get this lit. Good thing we have a bunch of kindling. We've got all this old newspaper. Okay, that should do it. Well, regardless of our shitty situation, I'm really glad I'm getting to spend time with you. My little brother's best friend is all grown up, isn't he? Oh, I still remember you two running around in, what was it? I think you guys were in middle school. I was in high school. And oh my god, I was so annoyed by you all the time. Not you personally, but you two together. You were kind of a tornado, you know? You were like a force. Like, you would just go like flying through the house, like causing chaos everywhere. I would have boys in my room and I would be, do you remember this? I would be yelling at you through the bedroom, through my closed door, telling you to be quiet. y'all were heathens. But look at you now. Quite the gentleman, I would say. Okay, you got those pillows? Great. Plenty of blankets, so I think we'll be warm enough, especially if we sleep in front of the fire. Yeah, and you know, we might have to, you know, share body warmth a little bit. Are you okay with that? Don't worry, I'm a really good cuddler. I am, yes. I've had a lot of practice. Well, like I said, hopefully my brother can get up here maybe tomorrow or maybe the day after at the latest. And my parents said their flight was delayed, but it wasn't canceled, so maybe they'll get here tomorrow. But until then, looks like it's just you and me holding down the fort, trying to stay warm, surviving on, what do we have? Old expired Pop-Tarts and microwave popcorn. That is, if the power doesn't go out. If the power goes out, we might just be eating like hot chocolate marshmallows to survive. yeah. Great holidays, huh? Well, I guess I could think of worse ways to be spending it. At least we're not with my mom's side of the family. Yeah. You know that thing about how you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family? Yeah, I think they made that up about my mom's side of the family. They're just kind of tight asses. Yeah, they, you know, always want things to be a certain way, and they're, you know, a little just hard to get along with. Let's just say I'd rather be here with you than with them, so. Yeah. And what about you? Where's your family? It's sweet you want to spend your holidays with my brother and us. You know, I never really got to know you super well. You know, I was a few years older, and I feel like when you're that age, being 4 years apart is like a world of difference, right? But now, you know, as adults, like being 4 years apart, like it's nothing, it's no big deal. So I kind of feel like I'm meeting you again for the first time. Yeah. Your cheeks are a little red. Is it from the cold, or are you a little embarrassed to be lying down next to your best friend's older sister? Let me guess. You had a crush on me growing up. You did. You totally did. I can hear it in your voice. How bad was it? I mean, was it like a brief little thing, or was it from the moment you met me? Come on, you can tell me. We're, like I said, we're adults now, you know? It's it's fun to think about. Yeah, well, it was always really fun teasing you. Okay, so be honest. Why did you have a crush on me? You thought I was cute. That's it. Oh, come on, you have to be more specific than that. You liked being teased by me. Okay, here we go. Now we're getting to the good stuff. Hold on. I want to pull these blankets up. Ugh, it's like even though I'm wearing all these sweaters, I'm still really cold. Oh. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, maybe if we lie a little closer together, I think, yeah, that would help. Okay, so now that we're basically cuddling, go on, keep telling me about this crush you had on me. So you thought I was cute, right, and what else? You liked being teased, and what, you just liked all the attention I gave you? Well, I have to say I liked giving you attention. You were just so fun to get all flustered. It was so easy, too. And it seems like that hasn't really changed very much, has it? Your cheeks are red. You can't stop smiling. Look at you. You love it, don't you? So, I'm guessing no girlfriend right now? I only say that because you're, you know, cuddling me, holding me pretty close right now, and you're completely melting at all of this attention I'm giving you. Can I ask you something? If my brother was here, you probably wouldn't have told me all this, right? Right. Well, I kind of agree. I don't think he'd take it very well if his older sister was, flirting with his best friend. Am I flirting with you? I don't know. You tell me. How's the fire? It's not too hot, is it? Yeah, we can always, put more logs on, or we can just let it burn. I am pretty good at it, aren't I? Starting fires. Oh, you like that I'm something of a survivalist? I know, not like other girls, huh? Throw me out in the wilderness, I'll be fine. Hey, you're shivering a little. Yeah, come here. You've been holding on to me. Let me put my arm around you. And here, get this blanket up. This should be, like, all the way around your shoulders. Now look, we're just using each other for body heat here, okay? This is a completely platonic cuddle, isn't it? I don't know, it kind of all seems really ambiguous, doesn't it? Hey, you're the one who said you like being teased, okay? You admitted that, so yeah, I'm gonna tease you a little. What, you think this is gonna be a long night? Trying to stay warm? Trying not to freeze to death? Well, I'm actually pretty sleepy from all the travel today. Yeah, are you? Yeah. Oh. Okay, but in all seriousness, do you mind if I just put my head on your chest? Yeah, it's pretty warm. Feels good. You are a pretty comfy pillow, I must admit. How about we just close our eyes and lie here for a little bit? It'll keep the boredom away. And not like there's anything else to do. And there might be a deck of cards around here somewhere. Maybe in the morning we can play poker or blackjack or something. No chips, but, you know, there's probably like a jar of dried beans or, you know, something like that we can use. Oh my god, this vacation is a mess. Definitely one to remember. Okay, I'm gonna close my eyes now. You sure you don't mind if I sleep on you? Okay. As long as you don't mind. You are a very, very comfy pillow. Okay. Good night. Stay warm.